You're listening to Mark Brené on CFAX 1070.
Dear Prudence, won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day.
Seven, 23 before 5. Oh, man. Any Beatles song is a good song, in my opinion. In the late 1960s, the Beatles went to India seeking spiritual enlightenment. They met with the transcendental meditation founder, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and that sparked a creative surge that spawned that song and others from the White Album, which is considered by many as, along with Rubber Soul, I guess, and Sgt. Pepper's, and all the others, as one of the best from the Beatles. My next guest spent 22 years under the tutelage of the Maharishi and was actually on his personal staff for 6 years. Let's say hi to Susan Shumsky, who's authored a new book. It's called The Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mark. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
It's not as
hear that lovely song.
Oh, yeah. What a beautiful song. Well, I'm glad that you're excited, but I'm excited to talk to you. You spent 6 years with the Maharishi. What was that like?
Well, that was a wild roller coaster of emotion from heaven to hell to heaven to hell. It was crazy. You know, he was the most charismatic, happiest person I ever met. Being in his presence was so powerful and profound. You could just feel these waves of bliss and waves of love that he would exude. And you would just feel these washing over you when he would put his attention on you. And then at other times when he was critical of you or when he was trying to push you and press you to be all that you could be, it was very devastating, actually, from time to time. So it was quite a ride.
And I say this with all respect. Were you guys stoned half the time?
Actually, the reality was the stoned part of my life was when I was a hippie in the Haight-Ashbury in the San Francisco Bay Area. That was before I learned to meditate. In fact, when you learned transcendental meditation, you were required to stop taking any kind of recreational drug. So I was very serious about that. I really was very keen on becoming an expert at meditation, so I gave up drugs and I never took them again.
So those photos I see with the Beatles sitting down with legs crossed, sitting, you know, on the ground, and the Maharishi is speaking. No one's done any drugs.
Not that I know of.
Okay, no, I always just figured
they were supposed to have given up drugs when they learned TM, and I think they did give up drugs because they talked about it to the press. They did give up drugs for a while, you know, maybe about 5 minutes. I don't know how long they gave them up, but they did give them up in order to learn transcendental meditation, which is where they learned that on August 26th of 1967 in Bangor, North Wales, where Maharishi was teaching a meditation retreat. And they attended that for a couple days of the 10-day retreat. They had to leave early because of the fact that Brian Epstein died on the 27th of August.
Oh, gosh. And and he was their manager, Brian Epstein. So they would have stayed, but however, the tragedy happened when Brian Epstein died. Okay, let me ask you this now. Okay, why did the Beatles go to India? Were they under such pressure with their careers? Is that what was going on?
No, they were just really big fans of transcendental meditation. And when they weren't able to stay for that retreat for 10 days in Bangor, North Wales, they decided, Maharishi invited them to come to Rishikesh, India in February of 1968 when he would be teaching this teacher training class. So they went to that retreat and they left England in February. And Ringo stayed for 10 days. Paul stayed for 5 weeks. And John and George stayed for 2 months.
Ringo didn't quite like it.
Well, you know, he had a lot of pressures. Number one, his wife hated the insects. Number two, he had a problem with peritonitis. He couldn't handle the food. And he had brought an entire suitcase of Heinz beans with him, but, you know, that didn't last the whole time. But mainly, he missed his kids. His kids were very, very young, 6 months old and 2 months old at the time.
Well, that's understandable.
I'm sorry, 6 months old and 2 years
old. 2 years old.
At the time. Very young kids.
We will, of course, talk about the Maharishi, but I'm fascinated, as I'm sure many people are, with the Beatles. Did you have any dealings with George, Paul, and Ringo? And who's the other one? John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Those four. Those guys.
I did not directly know because... although I applied to go to that course that they ended up going on, and I didn't know they were going to be there. I applied for that course. I applied for courses before that and after that. I applied for several courses, but they kept telling me, you're too young, you're too young, you're too young. You cannot come to India for teacher training. But finally, in 1970, Maharishi allowed some of us younger students to go to the course.
So when you say young, how old were you at the time?
I was 22 or 21. I turned 22 during the course.
So you, when you were 18, 19, and 20, that was deemed as too young to attend?
Correct. They would not allow. In fact, he said you had to be 24 and graduate of college, but then he changed his mind and decided to let some of the younger students come in 1970. So I was on a course, and a lot of the people that were there were young people along with me.
The whole Maharishi effect, some people say it was kind of cultish. Is that too harsh to say that?
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean by Maharishi effect, but Maharishi, the transcendental meditation, yes, I would say it's cultish. I have to agree with that idea.
Did you get a lot out of it, and did the Beatles?
I know I got a tremendous amount out of it. And I know the Beatles did, too, and they even admit it. I mean, they've even said it to the press. So, yes, they got a tremendous amount out of it, and so did I.
Let's talk a bit about the Beatles and what effect this trip had on them with respect to writing songs such as what we heard, Dear Prudence, and Back in the USSR, right, and others from the White Album. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, when they first arrived in India, Paul was writing songs, and John, you know, was participating, and George said to Paul, well, we're not blipping here to write songs or write our next album. We're here to meditate. And Paul said to him, well, excuse me for living, you know. But then, very soon after that, George ended up on the top of the roof of the lecture hall. He brought an organ up there, and he would have, like, a mini rock concert every day for the 20-somethings. So he also got into the whole swing of writing songs. John said he wrote hundreds of songs. We know that they wrote about 40 songs when they were in India, and 30 of those ended up on the White Album. And I think they were so creative because they were away from the pressures of Beatlemania. They didn't have the paparazzi after them. They could just be quiet, meditate, be in nature, in this jungle atmosphere there, very serene ashram, and so they were very, very creative. It was one of their most creative periods.
We came into this segment. I got about 30 seconds for this answer. Then we'll come back and continue our conversation, Susan. But we came in with Dear Prudence. Who is Prudence?
Yes. So Prudence Farrow is Mia Farrow's sister. Mia Farrow was a very famous actress during the 1960s.
Yeah, Woody Allen.
Rosemary Baby. She was Woody Allen's wife. And she came to India with Prudence. In fact, they flew to India with Maharishi, both of them. And then Mia learned meditation right when she got to India. She had not learned how to do it before that. But Prudence had been practicing it for 3 years already, so she was very serious about becoming a teacher of transcendental meditation. She was meditating all the time. She was staying in her room, and she didn't want to come out of meditation. She loved meditation. And people started to get concerned about her because she wouldn't come out. But also, she actually had a very serious psychotic episode while she was in India. And thank goodness she was cured, thank goodness, she was taken to Maharishi's bungalow every day, and he made sure that she was doing yoga exercises, and he did some other things to help her to become grounded again, including he had a massage therapist giving her massages every day and so on and so on. Finally, she was just fine. By the end of the course, she was great. And she went on to have a wonderful life, marriage, beautiful family. She teaches yoga, teaches Sanskrit, graduated, got a doctorate from University of California, Berkeley. And, that the Beatles, John and George, Maharishi asked them to look in on her because he was so concerned about her. Well, they ended up bursting into her room, singing Obla Di Obla Da, singing Sgt. Pepper. They never sang Dear Prudence to her, by the way, even though that's the myth, that's what people think. But in fact, they did write this song about her. And right before they left India, George left her a message and said that John had written this song, Dear Prudence. So she was very apprehensive about it. She thought maybe they would make fun of her, it would be mean or something. But when the song came out, she was so delighted that it was a very, very sweet song about her.
Interesting. Susan, I'm sure you've got hundreds of stories like that, and I'm sure a lot of them appear in your book, The Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru. Hang on to the phone, Susan. We'll come right back and continue our conversation. Susan Chomsky is the author of the book, Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru.
This is Mark Brené on CFAX 1070.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
We're speaking with Susan Chomsky. She's the author of the book Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru. Susan worked with and for the Maharishi and was there in India when the Beatles visited the spiritual leader. Susan, what did the Maharishi say about the Beatles, and why was John Lennon a little upset when they left?
Okay, well, first we'll talk about the first part of your question. And that was, Maharishi said, this is a quote from him, Ringo is always in meditation and goes by feeling and heart. But as for the other Beatles, too much brain is in the way. Of all the Beatles, George is the most advanced, and this is his last life. John has many more lives to go and must not give in to his weakness for women, or it will ruin him.
Rather prophetic. Prophetic.
Yes, I believe so.
And is that got John upset? Is that why John Lennon left? Was he upset about that comment?
No, he doesn't. He never heard that comment. That was something that Maharishi said to one of his assistants, one of his brahmacharis, his personal assistants in India. He didn't hear that directly from John, no.
Okay.
John and George left in a huff for three main reasons. One of those reasons had to do with a film deal gone south. And that is that Maharishi promised the Beatles and Apple Corps that they could make an exclusive film of him and the story about his guru and about transcendental meditation. But unfortunately, he had made the same promise to someone else, to Four Star Productions of Hollywood. And a lawyer from Four Star Productions arrived in Rishikesh at the ashram with a signed contract that gave him exclusive rights to film Maharishi for the next 5 years. And then their film crew arrived in India, and they arrived ahead of the Apple Corps film crew. That film crew never made it to Rishikesh. But the Four Star Productions came. And then one morning, early morning, John Lennon opened the door to his bungalow, and he was bedheaded and bleary-eyed. And looking out into the courtyard, he saw a cameraman and a director who yelled, "Action!" And he and George were infuriated. They refused to leave their bungalows. They would not go to the lecture hall where the cameras and the lights were set up. And it was not too long after that that they left India in a huff. Now, as I said, there's three reasons why they left, but that was one of the main reasons.
What's the third?
The third? Well, which is second and which is third? The third reason had to do with this came to light many, many, many years later.
We only have a minute, so if you can surmise it. Sorry.
Yeah. I can say very briefly that it had to do with George Harrison telling Deepak Chopra that, in fact, Maharishi was very disturbed about the Beatles taking drugs in India and that he had, in fact, asked them to leave Rishikesh. Anyway, that's one of the, like I said, there's three reasons you can read about in my book, Maharishi and Me.
Where is it available? Where can we get this book? Anywhere?
Everywhere. You can get it at your local bookstore. You can get it Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound, anywhere. You can Target, wherever you buy books. That's where you'll get Maharishi and Me.
All right, Susan, thank you for taking the time. I think I'm going to go out and get your book. I appreciate it. Take care.
Awesome. Well, thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. Wish we had more time. Thank you, Susan. Susan Shumsky, author of the book Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru.